Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The Italian Contemporary Film Festival and Toronto's Japanese Film Festivals are both on this weekend, showing wonderful movies from those two countries, but two others, not as well known, are also on this weekend. Breakthroughs Film Festival, The Royal, features short films by emerging female directors. And TQFF, Toronto Queer Film Festival, shows alternative movies from around the world that reflect a queer aesthetic without corporate sponsorship. Those films are showing at the Steelworkers Union Hall on Cecil Street. So this week, I'm looking at films about wonderful women. There's a woman with superhuman strength from a tropical island, and a woman with healing powers from Southern California. Wonder Woman, directed by Patty Jenkins. Diana, played by Gal Gadot, is an Amazonian who lives on a lush green island somewhere in the Aegean Sea. It's an all-female society run in the manner of ancient Greece. They practice archery, horseback riding, spear chucking, and woman-on-woman wrestling. They train for battle but believe in peace and will fight again only if the god Ares comes to power. Diana is the strongest of them all and is itching to fight. Paradise one day is disturbed by the arrival of a biplane piloted by an American pursued by German soldiers. The Amazonians fight off the invaders, but Diana decides now's the time to leave the island. She enlists the American soldier Steve, played by Chris Pine, to guide her to the war front. It's World War I. And once there, she says she will fulfill her sacred duty by saving humanity by slaying the war god Ares. And she brings with her special weapons, a rope of truth, a god-killing sword, a shield, and shiny forearm bracelets. Diana speaks and reads thousands of languages and has superhuman strength, but Steve is the first man she's ever met. Men are necessary for procreation, she tells him, but not for carnal pleasure. She herself was created out of clay by the god Zeus. He is dumbfounded by this strange princess, but promises to lead her to the battlefront. In London, he pulls together a ragtag gang of mercenaries. There's Charlie, a Scot, Samir, a French Algerian, and a Blackfoot First Nations known as the Chief. So on the road to Belgium, Diana learns about their enemy. There's Dr. Poison, a diabolical genius creating chemical weapons, and Ludendorff, a war-loving general who huffs methamphetamine for super strength. Can Diana reach the front lines, defeat Ares, and save humanity? Wonder Woman is a good movie. I actually liked it. Superhero movies are always a bit corny, but somehow setting it in the 1910s makes it easier to swallow. Diana, she's never called Wonder Woman in the movie, is a Superman-type character, both stronger and morally superior to ordinary people like you and me. She rejects all acts of selfishness, cannot tell a lie, and she's shocked by all the prejudice, cruelty, and callousness she sees around her. She wants to save the world one person at a time. So this is a war movie, but one that's against war. It's very long, close to 2.5 or 3 hours, but it's never boring. It's actually four complete movies: Life in Amazonia, Adjusting to London, War in the Trenches, and The Final Showdown. Gadot is great as Diana, with Pine also good as her male sidekick. It's absorbing, fun, and mainly forgettable, but I'd gladly see the next one in the series when it opens. Beatrice at Dinner, directed by Miguel Arteta. Beatrice, played by Selma Hayek, is a healer, a counselor, and a nutritionist in Southern California. She lives in a small apartment with her pet goats and her Buddhist paraphernalia. By day, she works in a cancer ward, helping patients cope with their illness. She puts her heart into everything she does. She once even helped a teenage girl recover, and in gratitude, the girl's very rich parents still hire her for massages and counseling at their mansion. Kathy, her client, played by Connie Britton, is especially tense that day because she and her husband are preparing a business dinner to close a major real estate deal with a property mogul. But when Beatrice's car won't start and she can't go home again, Kathy invites her to stay for dinner, since she's like family. Beatrice soon realizes, though, that she doesn't fit in with this sycophantic crowd. She's a new age vegan Mother Teresa surrounded by filthy rich hunters of endangered species. The center of attention is Doug Strutt, played by John Lithgow, a famous real estate billionaire known for his golf courses and shopping malls. He's rude, arrogant, and condescending, and somehow familiar to Beatrice. Did she meet him in the past? Strutt first treats Beatrice as a servant, not a guest, because she's a Latina, and asks where is she really from, and is she really legally there? Already depressed due to a recent death, and fortified by many glasses of wine, Beatrice fights back. What is he doing to the environment? How can he be so cruel, and why is he kicking poor people out of their homes? He is shocked but amused, since he's usually surrounded by ass kissers, but the conflict intensifies to the embarrassment of both her hosts and Beatrice herself, eventually heading toward an explosive encounter. Beatrice at Dinner is a wonderful and deeply moving movie. It is described as the first Trump film, but shot last year before the election. It's not Trump as president, but rather Trump as an arrogant, Mexico-hating, climate-denying billionaire. Hayek usually she turns away from her usual role as a sexy leading lady to a passionate but very ordinary looking everywoman. And John Lithgow is perfect as the Trump-like Strutt. This is a very short movie, less than 90 minutes long, but it brought me to tears. I recommend it. Wonder Woman is now playing, and Beatrice at Dinner opens today in Toronto. Check her local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.